Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Off-season plan, Detroit Tigers, full effect, let's roll. Sent Scooble to Boston for Jaren Duran, the outfielder, and Marcelo Mayer, former top prospect in baseball. Boston gets him, signs him to a long-term contract. Then go out and do what Sports Illustrated predicts the Tigers will do. Sign Bo Bichette, starting pitcher Zach Gallen, and bullpen arm Ryan Helsley. Unfortunately, Sports Illustrated projects that Kyle Finnegan ends up with the White Sox. But Scott Anderson, add Mayer, Duran, Bichette to the lineup, Gallen to come in and be a starting pitcher. Let's roll.
Might have some position redundancy there. But let's say you take Marcelo Mayer out of the equation. And you fill that in with some arms instead.
Yeah.
And listen, spending money, I don't mind spending money.
So that's the thing. And I thought they were going to spend money this past off season. And I don't think not spending the money in the past means they won't in the future. But I'm in a little bit of a believe it when I see it. They did make a very, very lucrative offer to Alex Bregman. So
they did.
So they could turn around and take the Bregman money and dedicate it somewhere else. And maybe we shouldn't not expect that. But
or they could take the Bregman money and give it to Bregman.
They could
go right back offering him the same contract they did last year, which I think Scott Boris now would take. Remember, the whole thing with Bregman was the reports were that he wanted a $30 million a year, or at least that Boris wanted him to get $30 a year. The Tigers offered him just shy of the $30 million. If the Tigers gave him the same offer today, which would be just shy, but you couple that with the money that he made last year, which was $40 million for the 1 year, it would end up being north of $30 million a year. When all is said and done, I think if you offered him the same deal, you might get it done. I don't know if other teams would up that or not.
I'll have my same concerns about that deal, that it's sure. Too long and there'll be too many dead years on it.
But I would tend to agree with you, but that's the cost of doing business with free agents, is that you tend to give them...
Especially Boris free agents.
Right. You tend to give them a couple years longer than what you really want to. Free agent-wise, there's a lot of players that interest me in free agency, pitchers-wise. I like Ranger Suarez. I like the idea of going after Dylan Cease. I just think that there's players in Framber Valdez. Those are three guys that, like, they're not all going to sign with the same team, right? Dodgers look like they're pretty set with pitching. I don't know how crazy the Dodgers are going to go get. But Yankees, this is where the Yankees step up. They can sign free agents. The Tigers can be a big player in free agency if they want to be for a starting pitcher. Particularly if they trade Tarek Skubal, then they kind of have to be. And that would really give them the impetus to say, okay, fair enough. We're going to go 6 years on a Valdez contract, and let's get it done. You know, he pitched for A.J. Hinch before. There's familiarity there, and he's really good. So, okay, fair enough. The position players, I don't know if they're going to get aggressive free agent-wise with position players. This is the great. This is what's kind of fun with this offseason, is that they do have this amazing chip to use in trade that is Tarek Skubal. How are they going to use it? And are they going to use it? And the winter meetings are next week, I think it's the 10th through the 13th.
Well, it's a huge test for Scott Harris. This is a massive test for Scott Harris. You know, he's done some good things since he's gotten here, but a good number of their young players that have blossomed were Avila picks. And, you know, he still has some stuff to prove. I mean, I'm not a Harris bot.
No, you're not.
But I'd like to see, you know, he's got one of these massive cards to play and maybe being forced to play this card. But what do you do with it? What do you do with it? How do you turn Grant Hill into Ben Wallace and Chucky Atkins, who then they spun that whole thing into a NBA championship? How do you come out on the far side of this better as an organization long term? And you know, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to know who to identify. What I mean by that is you have to know who from somebody else's organization are you going to be ecstatic to have for the next decade, even if it's not in 2026. But you need people to help you in 2026 too, because this team is worth fighting for. These guys are worth fighting for, Scott.
They're worth fighting for. Yeah, and I think it starts with it's first of all, your rebuild, or not, it's not a rebuild. You're adding to this to this team starts with your own guys. It starts with hoping and expecting Kevin McGonigal to hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did just fine. The bump to double A. Is this a guy that's going to just totally bypass triple A? He might. Maybe he pulls a Finney or pulls a Sandin Pelica and totally skips that last part that you expect him to. Well, I wasn't expecting Sandin Pelica to make the roster.
No. Just the term pulls a Finney.
He pulls a Finney. Is he going to pull a Finney? And he's making the most of his
public.
You get arrested for that. He's making the most of his opportunity in the Arizona Fall League, and so is Max Anderson. And look, the Tigers had a couple guys that last year that crushed it in that league, and they got their promotions to Double A this year, and with varying results of success in Briseño and the other catcher they have. So it's
Lorenzo.
Thank you, Tyron Lorenzo. So I'd like what we could have with McGonigal. And then how far behind is Max Clark? It doesn't sound like he's too far behind, but I can't imagine both guys skip Triple A. But it starts knowing that those guys are pretty high hit rate, that you expect them that you're going to hit on those prospects. And then you're adding with free agency for sure, but this trade is a massive opportunity to really get it right and set this team up with a young core for years to come. Because it's already a young core, but you're expanding that core and actually expanding that window of opportunity too.
And the big fear is that Avila cashed in a bunch of chips and got almost nothing.
Yes, of course. He basically
got Jake Rogers. They purged a whole bunch of talent and they got Jake Rogers.
Which is why you would say that you can't wait until the trade deadline to make the trade of Skubal.
Do it now.
Or, you know, do you dare just lose him for nothing at the end of the year? And I mean, part of me says, I want to, like everybody else, I want to see a World Series. And I feel like the Tigers' best chance to win a World Series is to have Tarik Skubal in the rotation. But if you've got a plan, if they're willing to spend money to acquire a starting pitcher that's not Skubal, but pretty close, like a Dylan Cease or a Framber Valdez, and you can trade Skubal and get a couple of young arms that have, you know, really high upside, then okay, that could make up for it.
Carson Anderson, 97.1. Steve in Bloomfield. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. There's a big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about. Next year is the last year of a collective bargaining. So literally, at the end of next year, if the owners say, we're going to get to a salary cap, they may literally want to say, we're keeping Skubal, we're not trading him. They're going to freeze the rosters at the end of the season and then see what happens. More than likely, you see a 2 or 3 week or a month long period of free agency when they restart, and that's when Skubal moves.
So we've actually talked about it quite a bit, Steve. We've mentioned it quite a bit because it's a very weird variable in the backdrop of this whole thing. We think Skubal wants to get traded now and Boris, because he wants to sign the money cannon contract before the new rules kick in. Meanwhile, the Tigers could slow play this, because if there's a cap of some kind, and I don't expect there to be a hard cap. I don't think the players will ever cave to that. And the things are so far out of whack I'm not sure how they'd even implement it now with some teams like spending 10 times as much as not 10, but no. it's
yeah, the basement's like 75 million and the ceiling's 350.
It'd be very difficult for them to implement, but it might benefit the Tigers and it might work against the Tigers, and it's a hard thing to know how to handle. So we have talked about it quite a bit. I feel as though it would be so on brand for baseball to come off a highly rated World Series that everybody's talking about how great it was and how entertaining it was, and then for them to follow that up by having some sort of work stoppage. That feels so on brand for what Major League Baseball's done historically, and I hope they know better, but you're absolutely right. What's going to happen under new rules, and how does it impact the way the Tigers should handle Skubal? Without knowing what the new rules are, it's impossible to know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
No. And it's a huge variable. Huge variable.
Oh, it's a massive variable. But like you, I don't think that there's ever going to be a hard cap in baseball. There's just too much of a disparity between the haves and have-nots. I think they'll try to find a way to maybe penalize teams that get over a certain threshold with the luxury tax and maybe do something more with that. And I think that they could also, they got to have a basement. You got to have a floor with it. Maybe there's going to be a cap floor.
Higher floor, yeah, lower ceiling.
It starts at 100.
Hard ceiling, higher floor.
Yeah, $120 million or something.
I don't expect to get it right.
No, I don't either.
So
no faith.
We do have updates on some injured lines, including one I didn't expect to hear good news on him. We got good news on him. We'll get to that today at 11:50. Akarsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.